Nolte, looks like Amazon's blacklisting Jeremy Clarkson over Meghan criticism. By John Nolte on January 17, 2023. Amazon Prime Video is likely to be parting ways with Jeremy Clarkson mere weeks after his comments about Meghan Markle were published in British tabloid The Sun, the far-left Variety reports. What was the former Top Gear host's sin? He used a Game of Thrones metaphor to articulate how much he dislikes the hideous Meghan Markle. Back in December, in a column for The Sun, Clarkson wrote, "At night, I'm unable to sleep as I lie there, grinding my teeth and dreaming of the day when she is made to parade naked through the streets of every town in Britain while the crowds chant, 'Shame!' and throw lumps of excrement at her." Cue the artificial outrage over an obvious and harmless metaphor. And less than a month later, Amazon is canceling Clarkson's shows and press conferences. Sources tell Variety that the streaming service won't be working with Clarkson beyond seasons of The Grand Tour and Clarkson's Farm that have already been commissioned. This means that the notorious Top Gear presenter likely won't be appearing in any new shows on Prime Video beyond 2024. Though there's every chance a final Grand Tour episode could carry over into 2025. Additionally, there was supposed to be a press conference Tuesday morning around Clarkson's Amazon series Clarkson's Farm. That press conference was abruptly cancelled. And what was the former Top Gear host's mistake? Instead of laughing at his critics and telling them to grow up or pound sand, he groveled out three separate apologies. Good heavens, man, you cannot apologize to these fascist vultures. Any sign of weakness invites annihilation. Besides, Clarkson had nothing to apologize for. Everyone, including the cry bullies who have now ruined him, including Harry and Meghan, understood the metaphor. That metaphor is perfectly within bounds, but the cry bullies are pretending it's not. Here's a sample of what are now three Clarkson apologies. December 19th, I'm horrified to have caused so much hurt, and I shall be more careful in the future. January 16th, I really am sorry. All the way from the balls of my feet to the follicles on my head. This is me putting my hands up. It's a mea culpa with bells on. But the dumbest apology of all was Clarkson's personal email apology to Harry and Meghan, which has not been released to the public. And because they are Harry and Meghan, their response is obviously meant to finish Clarkson off for good. While a new public apology has been issued today by Mr. Clarkson, what remains to be addressed is his long-standing pattern of writing articles that spread hate rhetoric, dangerous conspiracy theories, and misogyny. Unless each of his other pieces were also written in a hurry. As he states, it is clear that this is not an isolated incident shared in haste, but rather a series of articles shared in hate. What was he thinking by giving the ammunition of this apology to two of the most toxic, vile, and mean-spirited bullies alive? He must be nuts. More like Jeremy Clarkson. Clarkson is 62 years old, he's been around and understands the landslay. So why would he do something so dumb? If you have something to apologize for, by all means, apologize. But if you don't have anything to apologize for, and he most certainly did not, don't freaking grovel. You want to know why? Because narcissistic monsters like Harry and Meghan will destroy you no matter what. They don't want your apology. They want to feel the thrill and power of pulling your wings off in front of the entire world. Grovel or don't grovel. Either way, you're destroyed. But if you don't grovel, when the smoke clears, you at least have your integrity and manhood. P.S. Don't love how we're told how strong and resilient the modern woman is. You know, the modern woman who falls completely apart over a few words written by a middle-aged reality show host? Oh, yeah, you've come a long way, baby. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.